welcome to Uncovering Truth with Grace. Each week, Dr. Rose Schmidt shares one awe-inspiring story or concept on a journey of uncovering unique management and work-life experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Louis Armstrong, affectionately known as Louis Armstrong, was an incredible musician. He also had a wonderful quote, "Music is life itself." Ah, when I hear that, it brings joy to my soul. Music is definitely the essence of life, and that is what I think of when our next guest, Mark M.K., speaks. He's not only a gifted singer, producer, songwriter, but he is so ingrained in making sure every child does not go without a musical instrument in school. What an incredible gift he is to so many. Sit back, relax, and enjoy his phenomenal story. Welcome, Mark M.K. I am so honored to have you on Uncovering Truth with Grace podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Rowe. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing great. This is a fabulous Friday to have you here. And you have done some major successful things. You're a music artist. You're a producer. You've worked with some of the biggest names in the industry, but you're so humble. You just sit back and you're like, I want to help and give back to others. My question to you is, you've been doing this quite a long time. But when you were a little boy, like maybe a teenager, did you ever envision becoming a successful music artist or a producer?
That's a great question. As a child, so I'm a twin, and I'm also the last of 9 children.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have 4 brothers and 4 sisters, and one of my brothers I'm a twin with. I was always the heavyset chubby one, and I was made fun of and bullied a lot in school, I had to live up to the standards of my twin brother, who was always called the better looking half. So if you'd have told me I'd be in the position that I am back then, that I'm in today, I'd have probably laughed at it, because I doubted myself so much. There's a saying, when you keep poking the bear's gonna poke back. So eventually, I just self-improved myself both mentally, spiritually, and physically. And it did me. It's always been my job now to make sure that my presence is felt, because in my younger years, my presence was ignored. So it's very important for me to feel like my presence is recognized and respected, because I respect and recognize other people's presence as well. It's all about inclusion, and I'm not leaving myself out. So as a child, I didn't have those thoughts. I grew into those thoughts. I had a major figure in my life to actually look at and learn from. That was my mother. She instilled in me that you could have 9 kids and come from Guyana to the United States, get your master's, be a homeowner. So me and my twin were born in Brooklyn, but the rest of my brothers and sisters were born in London. She brought her kids over here, got them their citizenship, got her master's, put us all through school. I had to watch all this. So I said, hey, if she could be great, I could be great too.
Absolutely. Wow. I am so proud of you and all that you have accomplished and overcome. And I know that feeling of just not being seen. So the fact that you have risen above that is very commendable. I also have to tell you, I'm a twin magnet. So I have 32 sets of identical twin friends. And 27 fraternal twin sets. So I want y'all to all do a calendar.
Oh my gosh. We should do a Zoom. We should do a meeting up the twins.
That would be so cool.
Minds meeting up the twins.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if you knew this, but Barbara Majeski is a twin. Grant Cardone is a twin.
Wow.
Yes. Like there's so many twins. My husband, his dad is a twin.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's just so many, but I'm a twin magnet. I don't know what it is. So
I'm a fraternal twin.
Okay. Yes. And that's okay. Each of you have your unique style. The person that is doing my event with me Sunday, he's a twin. He's a fraternal twin, right? So Yeah, so that it was meant to be that we crossed paths, and I'm just thankful of what you shared. So with that, you have taken the things that you didn't have yourself to change lives in children. And I heard about your initiative where you want to have children be seen and put in their hands music, like allow every child in America to, or even in the world, to have music. What is your true vision with that?
My true vision is to make sure that whatever I experienced as a child growing up, that if I could save one and help him gain the confidence to let him know that, yes, you are someone and you are included, then mission accomplished. Because, again, just to touch on my younger years, and my mom did a great job of instilling, guidance in me. When you're in an environment where, bullying takes place and stuff like that, and you don't have that protector with you 24/7, anything can occur. So I just wanted to make sure that the kids didn't make the mistake that I made in my younger years, not feeling confident enough or not feeling included. I'm teaching the kids music because it takes a lot of confidence to be able to perform in front of people. One of the scariest things about making music is people's opinions. It's always going to sound great to you, but you got to be brave enough to accept people's opinions. You got to have confidence in yourself to be able to deal with it. You know that saying, thick skin?
Yes.
So yeah, so Jasmine, who helps me teach these kids, but she's helped me assist with their music class, their music classes. It's just been amazing to see how timid they came in at first and
Right.
how brave they are walking out now.
Ah, wow. So, how many thus far, when you started this initiative, have come back to you just to say thank you, sir, for what you've done?
Shockingly, we had the Mosaic Festival. It was so I teach at the Eastern Art School, and they
Oh.
have a festival every year called the Mosaic Festival, where they're doing art as the streets being the canvas. And so I hosted it and performed, and I had the students perform as well. And I had CBS WNNY's The Donna Drake Show come and do a TV feature, because I'm a correspondent on her show. And
Ah.
she asked the kids to like do a little interview segment. They took the time out to express how to express the impact that the class made, and how, the impact that we made in their lives. And that was really that was humbling.
Wow. Do you find that there's a lot of children who may feel more heard if they had music in their life?
Music is a very valuable tool, and one of the tools that could be used to actually be heard and be seen and instill confidence in their lives. Yes, there's stories about when countries were taken over, they took away all the musicians and the artists because they had influence. They were the brave ones. People followed them because they were the leaders, right? So
Yes.
yeah, music can definitely is a, be used to give people the confidence that they need. Conversations could start from music. I always say that music is the bus, and at that bus, with that bus, you make bus stops. And one of the bus stops is being able to socialize with people, getting to learn people, blurring paints and blurring lines. And with that, you could gain many friendships and gain confidence in yourself, and see how you can be included in social, environments. Music is a tool. Like a hammer can knock a nail in the wall, or it can knock a wall down. It's just how you
Yes.
use it. It all
Yes.
depends on how you use it.
Yes. Yeah. I am just so thankful that someone like you is around, because it makes me think of when,
That's humbling.
yeah,
Thank you.
my literally when my kids were little, I know they learned differently. They just did. And I had a couple of kids who, like, some were very accelerated, and then my son, who's in heaven, was autistic, and we didn't know it till he was 17. But he could get on a guitar and learn that in a couple of years, get on the keyboard, and he had a voice that was just angelic. And I'm not saying it because I was his mother, but it took a teacher to hear him one day, and she's like, just, and he's like this. And then finally, he just blossomed because of music. So when you have someone like you that sees things like that, and you're saying, I want to bring this to every household, you are making an incredible difference, more than you will ever know. Not just for twins out there in the world, but children and kids that need to smile. Music brings joy from the soul. It does. So you are to be commended, sir, for what you're
doing. I appreciate you. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You just don't know. I want to tell the world about this program. So I can't wait to link it to this episode so that people know how to get a hold of you. And do you see yourself maybe allowing some of these kids to hold a concert one day that you produce?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the goal. My goal, like I told the kids, I'm not here to just teach you music. I'm here to make you stars because you're our future. So yeah, I want to record their music and have their music released. I want them to, you know, perform at concerts. I want to teach them how to monetize their music so they can learn how to handle publishing and licensing and syncing and how to make money from the industry the right way, you know, and be a good representation of themselves in the industry.
Yes.
You know? So yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, has anybody ever told you you look like Jermaine Dupri?
I hear it all the time. Even at my doctor's office, I hear it. Let me tell you, when I was 100 pounds heavier, it was either CeeLo Green or Rick Ross. I lost 100 pounds and I was Jermaine Dupri. So, hey, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I think y'all should get together and collaborate on some music.
From your mouth to God's ears, I grew up listening to them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know?
Yes, yes. We'll like tag them on it and be like, you know, your long lost twin, you just never know.
so deaf.
That's right. You just never know. I mean, that is just awesome. So we'll see what happens. And y'all just remember me when, right?
Oh, man. Dr. Mo, we have so much work to do together, man. You know, I'm here for the long term.
Yes, definitely. So what is the greatest lesson that you've learned throughout your career?
Well, throughout my career, what's the greatest lesson learned? Good question. To not be so judgmental. There was a time where when people said to me, we don't like your voice, or you should just write, you know? And I took that. It really hurt me. It hurt my feelings. But, you know, there's a saying, it's not the argument, it's what happens after. So I just took that and chose to create a better path for myself and better myself and improve on my skills. So when I hear an artist, they may not sound like the best to your liking or whatever society may consist of a hit song or a hit artist. I've learned to give that artist time to improve, to self-improve. I think it's important for you not to judge them and give them the time that they need to improve. And I'm really big on this too. You got a lot of people that want to tell them what's wrong with them, but they don't even give you a smidgen or an ounce of how to fix it. So if I ever do tell you, hey, you could do better, I will follow up with, this is how. So that's one of the things that I've learned in this industry, is not to be so judgmental, because I was judged too. I was told that, oh, if I was slimmer, I'd have a record deal. People said they didn't like my voice. You know, not Target's licensing my voice. They like my voice. I was just looking at my BMI statements today, BMI with publishing. The song I wrote for Bring It On, the movie Bring It On, Fight to the Finish, is still generating money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I proved the doubters wrong. And I never want to be someone proved wrong because I judge someone. So, yeah, not being judgmental.
I love that. And I can see where there are people who have been bullied, like when they were younger, or people just had no faith in them whatsoever. And now that they've excelled like you, it kind of is the driving force to help you to see, I'm going to move forward no matter what. I don't care what you do. But then you're still humble enough that if they were in front of you doing the same thing, you'd still be loving to them. And that's what makes you stand apart from others. Because other people will be fighting them, like, whatever, you know. You know, talk to the hand. Some people would say that, but I don't see you doing that. You're teaching young people a great lesson. Thrive above no matter what people say about you, and not to judge others because you never know what they're going through and what they're doing. So thank you so much. And just, what is your fondest memory of working with any artist? What is your fondest memory?
My fondest memory. Wow. Some good questions. I mean, there's quite a few, but I gotta say this. And today's his birthday too. Today is his birthday, Mr. Flo Rida.
Ah.
My friend DJ Chronic introduced me to Flo Rida. He DJ Chronic is his tour manager and DJ, and he introduced me to Flo Rida and his family, everybody at IMG and Strong Arm. Big shout out to Reggie Mathis, nephew, Oya Baby, everybody. I hope I didn't forget anybody. Forgive me if I did. But they introduced me to Flo Rida, and one of the biggest memories I have is, I've always watched the Final Four on TV. Like, man, I wish I could go to the Final Four basketball tournament, And lo and behold, I get an invite to join Flo Rida performing for the Final Four conference finals concert in Houston, Texas, with 70,000 people there. I never
Wow.
even been to a concert with 70,000 people. But I'm there with him on his stage. He's throwing me his jewelry to hold on to. And I'm like, this can't be happening right now. And the crowd is going wild, and Pitbull is there, Maroon 5 is there. And I'm like, wow, I'm with Flo Rida in front of 70,000 people. And then he started allowing me to perform for him at other shows in Vegas and overseas. And just the amount of love that that team has shown me. So, the memories that I have, and happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to Mr. Flo Rida. You
Yeah.
have to tag that when you post this, please.
I will.
Just the love and that they've shown, and I kid you not, like seeing 70,000 people and him throwing his jewelry to me and me allowing him to see that, hey, I'm going to make sure this jewelry coat gets back to you. Yeah, that was a really cool memory.
That's awesome. Every time I see his night, and I think of where I'm from, which is Florida.
Right,
So, because
right, right, right,
Florida,
right.
I'm like, okay,
Right.
I can relate. That's an awesome tribute that you gave, and that you have that memory forever in your mind and heart. So that's awesome. And now you've accomplished so much already, and one would say that you have success in your own right, and that your dreams have come true already. So what's next for Mark MK in the next 5 years?
Well, I'm building this boutique company where I've always been about being self-made, and I'm building a boutique company to where I could teach others to be self-made too. I had a record deal, and I got out of the record deal because it was the wrong record deal. And sometimes you have to be self-made until you get the right situation. So I'm building a boutique, a hub, where I'll be doing licensing music to other brands. I'll be developing other talent, like some of my students. And I'll be teaching them everything that I have in this mind of mine, this brain of mine, and whatnot, so they could and introduce them to other people that are smarter than me, to where they'll have the tools to actually advance in their careers as well, and we could all share in the wealth. My main goal in the next 5 years is to create a legacy of new talent, create that alumni that could go on and do the same thing and teach others as well, you know.
That's indeed the humble servant leader in you, and that's so commendable. So the last question I have, and I ask every guest that has ever come on my podcast the same thing: what is one Truth with Grace nugget that you'd like to leave for my listeners?
I love that question. So I have this song called Line Out Us, and it was my first time traveling down the country road, and I love fusing music. I fuse pop music, R&B music, hip hop, reggae, dancehall, calypso, house. I did country in it, and the song is called Line Out Us, and it's a song that Target picked up, licensed for me, and it's not even released yet. But there's a line in the song that I say, and it's one of my favorite lines. It's called, "Fear is afraid of you too.
Wow.
Don't let fear conquer you. You conquer fear, because fear fights because it doesn't want you. It doesn't want you to be the best you. But once you show that you can be the best you, fear will run right back under that rock and run away, because fear is afraid of you too. So keep fighting fear, and use being nervous to your advantage. When I say that, being nervous and being excited is a thin line between them both. So use that energy. Instead of worrying about it, use that energy to say, you know what? I'm gonna conquer this. I'm gonna conquer this. Fear is afraid of you too.
I absolutely love that. I'm going to use it on a meme with your voice so I can put that out there to my social media world. that I have not heard it put that way. And it's so important, especially now in the season we're in of uncertainty. A lot of people do have fear. That's even to jump out on their dreams or do things that people think that they can't do rather than believing in themselves or others around them. So thank you for those words of wisdom.
I cried when I wrote that song. I cried when I wrote that song because I think people battle themselves all the time. And that's why it was important for it was and I was battling myself at that time too. You know, sometimes you could daydream and envision a better you. It's just yourself telling you where you should be and where you can be. And all you gotta do is just listen and follow. And that's why I say fear is afraid of you too.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mark MK. It's been a wonderful half hour sitting with you, sharing knowledge with you, learning about your dreams, and a little more about the person you are, not just outside, but inside. I am so honored to have you. Thank you, and do come back another time.
Anytime you have me, I'll be here. I won't have on this same blue jacket. It'll be something else, but I'll be here.
Long as it's blue, I'm happy. No. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Uncovering Truth with Grace. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. To learn more about Dr. Rowe's other motivational speaking and management consulting services, visit drrolanda.com. That's drrolanda.com. Follow Dr. Rowe on social media and listen to her podcasts on Spotify and Apple, where new episodes are available every Tuesday and Friday.